The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, but the sports might be gone now, so we'll have to come up with some other stuff. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, chocolate. Nick Chirara in the booth today. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at the producer Nick. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Tuesday when usually everybody's in a bad mood. But since Tuesday is no different than any other day, Monday or Wednesday or Thursday these days, let's be in a good mood. Let's have some fun. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
Mostly stuff, but you know,
there is more stuff these days, isn't there?
Yeah. I was thinking about that today. It's like, okay, the draft's done, and now what? And it's like, oh, this league may come back this day. This league may come back this day, but there's nothing. So just ready to do some stuff.
All right. Well, I think there's always a little bit of sports going on. I mean, there's some more stuff coming out of the draft. I did watch the Jordan doc episode 3 and 4, and then I don't know what else I've really got on the plate sports wise. Maybe there's less than I thought, but I did think that there was some.
Yeah, there's a little bit. We'll always sprinkle a little bit in. So what'd you think of the documentary?
I thought it was really good, and probably because as great as I mean, obviously Jordan is great, and if he's not the de facto greatest, he's the guy that whoever you pick, you have to argue against Jordan. He wasn't, you know, I respected it. You know, and it was amazing to watch him. He wasn't my favorite player. Dennis Rodman was my favorite player on that team by far, and so there was a heavy focus on Dennis in 3 and 4, and that was fascinating to me.
Yeah, that's why I liked it so much, and I think, you know, you could say what you want about how great Jordan was. They don't win those 3 titles without Dennis Rodman, who created so many second opportunities for them with offensive rebounds. I mean, he was just – he played his best basketball with that team.
Well, they certainly don't win the 6th one.
Right.
I mean, you can make some arguments about the others. I don't think they do either, but they certainly don't win the 6th one. I mean, he was what that team – you know, even when they were getting beat up by the Pistons, which it also showed in these couple episodes – and really what that team that won the first 3 years lacked was a real toughness, and he embodied that. So he made that team – not only was he an enforcer, but he was also incredibly skilled. And I know it's funny, you don't think of Rodman as a supremely skilled guy, but he really was. And he just knew the role that he needed to play to make himself the most valuable. And he was a fantastic defender and the best rebounder in the world. So he really was a perfect fit.
Well, and the dirty little secret about those teams is the first 3 titles they had Horace Grant, who was a really solid power forward. And then they basically upgraded to Dennis Rodman for the second 3 titles. And I honestly don't think they win any of those titles without him. I mean, he created so many opportunities. He was such an underrated player. And, yeah, he couldn't shoot a lick, but he did everything else. And, I mean, I remember when those teams were winning, how many second chances he created with his offensive rebounds. And, you know, and you would look up and it's like there's no chance they're going to get that basketball. And there he is. And then he kicks it back out to Jordan or Pippen. And, I mean, so many times during the course of a game. I loved watching him play. I mean, he was the absolute epitome of a blue-collar worker, and he was fantastic. Somebody asked on the text line, would you rather have Rodman or Draymond Green? Rodman, any day of the week.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I mean, Draymond Green is a more skilled version of Dennis, but he's also a light version of the things that Dennis was greatest at.
I don't think there's ever been a better rebounder than Dennis Rodman.
There hasn't been. It's official.
And I love the fact that you got some insight into how he would study for it. Because somebody just thought he was a goofball. And the reality was, man, he was just he was a student of the game. He was fantastic at what he did. And nobody did it better than him. And I love that. That's why these two were my, I think, you know, I don't know if I'm going to watch the rest of them, but the fact that they focused on him was really cool, and we got to see what he was as a player. And I think people forget that because all they see him is guy who hangs out in North Korea with dude who may be dead or not.
Yeah. Allegedly. We don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So do we know whether he's still alive?
Because no, I don't think so. I mean, it's going to be tough to get real information out of there, but yeah, I don't have a definitive answer.
Well, my other thought on that is Carmen Electra, dude, she still looks amazing.
She does. And, I mean, she was super hot back then, but it's getting better. Maybe not getting better. It's not getting worse. It's not falling off.
No, she's 48 years old, and I was trying to tell the wife who's close to that age, like, why don't you look like that? I mean, my goodness.
That's maybe not the move.
No, it didn't go over well, but, you know, hey. What are we going to do? But, yeah, she still looks amazing. And I love the story about how they basically banged all over the Bulls practice court and everywhere. I don't know if you saw that yesterday. But, yeah, she said that one day they went and banged on the practice court and in the locker room and all over the place.
Well, good for Dennis. I mean, he did some good things.
Yeah, I think
on and off the court.
Yeah. But, and Joe asked, do you believe the Bulls would beat the Rockets with Jordan in the finals in 95? No, I don't, because they didn't get there. That people forget how good that Orlando team was. And, you know, they didn't get by Orlando. And the year before, I mean, the Bulls were almost as good without him and didn't get there.
Yeah.
So, no, they would not have beat the Rockets. And it doesn't matter, because they didn't get past Orlando. And I think when you look back on it from that era, the fact that Orlando team never won a title is pretty bizarre, because that was such a great group with Shaq and Penny Hardaway.
Nick Anderson.
Yeah. And, you know, and I get asked that all the time. But, you know, there's no chance that team would have beat the Rockets that year once the Rockets figured it out, which they didn't really do. Did Nick Sherrara just send us a picture with Carmen Electra?
Yeah, old name drop Nick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
Doesn't look bad, huh?
Not me, you do.
Carmen Electra.
She looks worse next to you, but.
When was this from, Nick?
Super Bowl weekend this year.
This year?
Mm-hmm, at Dre's in Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, she looks amazing in that photo, too.
Yeah, I think she works out.
Probably. She might have had some work done, but hey, I'm four.
Yeah.
You know, anything that makes you...
She didn't have any work done poorly.
No. Whoever did it, thumbs up.
It's funny because, like, the chicks that were hot when I was a kid, you know, she was certainly one of them. Although she was more... I mean, I guess she was probably later on. In my childhood, where she became, like, she was probably like around my junior senior year where she really got into it. But like Pamela Anderson, who was, I mean, widely considered the hottest woman in the world in like the mid 90s. Times are hard now. Another example, Jenna Jameson, who was in the discussion, at least, for the most famous porn star of all time. And at the time, I mean, think about this. How rare is it for porn actresses to be, like, on the mainstream radar. It's pretty rare.
You can count them on one hand. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and most of them are like innovators. It's like Linda Lovelace and people like that. But she was a superstar. Looks like run over poop now. I mean, it's gone not just downhill. Like it fell through the bottom. So for Carmen Electra to still be on that level, good for her.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not. I mean, she still looks like she's 25. I mean, she just looks amazing. It's not. It's like she hasn't aged at all. So, I'm happy for her. And
yep,
I admire the hell out of her. But you know, that's some people just have those genes, man. You know, it's like even Madonna is weirder. She's gotten. I mean, she's like 60, but if you look at her, like her skin still looks like she's in her 30s.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it's amazing to me because for those of us who are old, you know, you're like, why don't I look like that? So well, this might be my favorite text ever.
Okay.
Shut up and talk sports.
Oh, God. Well, okay.
First off, if you shut up, how the F do you talk sports, dickweed? So make
also,
up your mind.
Give me what sports you want us to talk. Like, I mean, honestly, I feel like talking about the documentary about sports is, I mean, probably as close as you're going to get today.
Yeah. So
it's not
listen,
exactly. Sports world isn't exactly banging down the door like, hey, guess what I got going? No, it ain't a lot.
Tell you what, 409-999. I got two words for you. Let's take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope you're surviving the Rona, and I'm baffled that Talk Sports Guy still exists. I really
Isn't
am.
Isn't it wild?
I mean, seriously. Oh, they picked up Deshaun Watson's fifth-year option. Let's break that down.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's a big shock happened today. The Texans picked up a fifth-year option on Deshaun Watson. I never saw that coming.
Let's break that down, AJ. Let's get into the details of that.
Well, here's the deal. When you draft someone in the first round and they play for you for 4 years, the team then has an option to pay at a higher rate, mind you, than they've been paying for the first 4 years, but they have the option to lock that player in for a fifth year, thus the term fifth-year option. And the Texans have decided that Deshaun looks good enough that they will want him to play a fifth year as a Houston Texan. And then, you know, after that, anything could happen, Fred. He could resign. That's a possibility. He could be franchised. I mean, he could walk away. There's so many things that could happen. But one thing we know, he will play for a fifth year. I guess that's possible that they could trade him. I mean, if we want to go deep down this rabbit hole, they could trade him. But, listen, either way, he will be paid for a fifth year on his rookie deal, which is, I don't want to say unprecedented, but, you know, it's the first time for him.
Well, as we just heard Charlie say in his promo.
Is that a good breakdown?
Yeah, that's really good because they can also franchise him for 2 more years after that. So he'll be here for 4 more years if the Texans want to keep him. So, yeah, I just think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful that they've even considered it. And I'm still trying to figure out how you shut up and talk sports.
I mean, come on. It's very it's very easy, Fred. You just close your mouth and then you talk sports.
All right. Yeah, that doesn't work for me. So, Nick, since you're buddies with Carmen Electra, why don't you get her on the show?
God, I would love to. She
didn't give him that number.
I tried.
Yeah.
Was shocked when she didn't give it to me.
I am too. I'm shocked by that as well.
No, she seemed really cool and social, but I just, you know, it was just one of those things where it was like a appearance she was making, and there was a long line, and I was one of several people trying to get a pick.
Damn. I thought it was super organic.
Yeah, I thought she was into you, man.
Did you let your hand slip?
When she made eye contact, I thought it was organic, but then it was just for like a millisecond.
Damn.
A millisecond.
Sorry, man.
Nick, you're such a player. Yeah. Oh, well. You know what I'm doing tomorrow, which I haven't done in 2 months? I'm going into the office.
Oh, yeah? What's going on there?
Just going to meet with the boss about a couple things and, you know, try to figure out how we can continue to be successful during these dark times.
Is this tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Oh, boy. So, will you be doing the show from the studio, or will you be back at home in time to work from your home studio?
No, I'll be back at home.
Okay.
I'm going in like 12:30, but I mean, it's really weird because I haven't been in the office since, the first day we did the show when you were home, and I didn't have the equipment yet, which feels like 4 years ago. I don't know how long ago it
was. It's definitely been a long time ago.
But, you know, it'll be nice to get the hell out of the house because it's just I've been on locked down for so long that I barely go anywhere, and I'm getting so antisocial. I'm totally turning into AJ Hoffman, and that I just don't want to be around people. So I kind of feel like it's a good thing if I get the hell out for a day.
Well, there you go. You'll get a little fresh air.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I mean, I'm still, you know, going to be masked up, which apparently is a, you know, terrible political statement, because, you know, every time I tweet out the one picture, it's, oh, you know, overreach. It's like, dude, I'm just tweeting out a picture of my ugly ass with a mask. What the hell? Just trying to tell people it's okay, you know, cover your face up and take grief for that too. It's the little things. By the way, I am in the worst gambling spiral of my entire life.
How is that even possible?
Well, because, yeah, I've been playing a lot of poker, and I've just had a horrible run on that Poker Bros site, to the point where when you have a bunch of bad luck, it turns into bad play, mm-hmm. and then you create more bad luck by you playing hands you shouldn't. And then today, or yesterday it was, I was playing Will Rogers Downs on, which, you know, kind of embarrassing, but, you know, I'm looking for any horse racing I can get. Find this horse I absolutely love at 8-1, unload my entire account, and the SOB dumps his jockey one step out of the gate.
Oh, and then no.
Just to rub it in, the horse runs a perfect race after that.
With no jockey?
Know, he winds up, no jockey, and he runs exactly like I thought he would. He's like stalking the leaders, and then he swings out and runs by everybody. Now, of course, he was carrying 125 less pounds than he was supposed to, so he probably...
He really did finish first place?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, jeez. I feel like that should count.
Oh, man.
Honestly, that seems like a purer form of horse racing, like jockeyless horse racing.
I would be okay with it, especially because I've had more jockeys screw things up than do good. But when that happened, I'm just like, when did I turn into the Eddie the Moosh from friggin' Bronx Tale?
Yeah.
It's like everything I'm touching right now is just a disaster. So I might be calling it quit. Well, there's a huge card at Oaklawn Saturday, and we have our last charity poker tournament, so I'll be doing that. But after that, I might have to give it a break, AJ. It's pretty
right.
embarrassing. When that happens, and it's so funny because I'm like, man, 8-1. How is this horse 8-1? I'm like, I found a gold mine here. Nope. Yeah, let's toss the jockey one step out of the gate, just for me, just to let me know. 409 says, I think my wife listens to your show. Every time you guys get back from break, she calls. I miss 6 minutes from every segment. What do you guys think?
She probably does. She probably thinks Fred's hot in that mask.
Well, I'm not hot. I'm just, you don't see the rest of my face. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it covers up the ugly, which I'm totally for. I'll do this the rest of my life. I'm happy wearing a mask everywhere I go, even though it's apparently a communist thing because they do it in China.
Your guy
Alex Jones. So
don't they do it in Japan too?
Well, that doesn't count, AJ.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's only China. It's only communists. We're
just... Gotcha. Is that what Alex Jones is saying?
I've missed that. I mean, well, it's almost impossible to find his stuff now because everybody's cut him off.
Right.
But he went on this rant about how this is what they do in communist China, and we're not communists here, and we're not in China, so we shouldn't have to wear masks. It's like, okay. But, hey, at least somebody's still listening to him somehow. 713 says, sports, I work for CentOS and glad to hear their advertising on a great station such as ESPN 97.5. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you, man. We appreciate everybody who's advertising right now.
Yep.
So, what are the odds when Fred goes back to the office, the bathroom is still messed up from somebody else?
Almost certainly.
Oh, 100%, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they are they cleaning the bathrooms every day? I hope so.
Yeah, they are. It's clean.
Okay.
Are they?
They're clean. I haven't really seen any horrific accidents in the bathroom as of late.
Is there less pooping going on?
I feel like there is a lot less pooping going on, but yeah.
That's good. That's the way it should be, honestly.
Yeah, I don't plan to be there long enough to actually use the bathroom, but you never know. I mean, you can't control these things.
That's right.
And Talk Sports guy is actually Talk Sports Girl. So, so I have to.
So it's not a dumbass dude. It's a dumbass chick.
Well, I mean, you know what? I love our lady listeners, so I
even the dumb ones.
I retract my
insult. No. Not me. Talk Sports. Sorry, Talk Sports Girl. I'm not having that.
And somebody else says, Fred, we're happy if you wear a mask the rest of your life. So am I, brother. I mean,
so is Fred's wife.
Oh, well.
She's used to you wearing that GIMP mask, though.
She would be happy if I were just to die and catch the Rona and die at this point. Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but the whole dynamic of being in the same house together for this long. Yeah,
it's not working out.
I'd just say she'd be happy if I were just to cease existing.
So she's saying if you go to the office tomorrow and you happen to take your pillow and slept in your office, she wouldn't be mad about it.
Yeah, in fact, she might pack a bag for me and just say, hey, you know what? Stay. Except she needs the car Thursday. Go to her office.
Well, so. She'll just say, well, you can just Uber.
Exactly. my friend Bob that I used to work with says, can't wait to hear about your first whiteout. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to go to a Penn State game. You know, I've never been there for a game. So, all right, let's take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Boomtown Rat was asking, is there any chance you tie your hair in a man bun? I'm going to do something with it if we ever get back in studio. If I live long enough for us to be back in studio, I might just, I haven't decided yet, but I might dye it like Boris Johnson color or something like that. And I can actually ponytail it now, so... I also thought about going for the Penn Jillette look and just kind of like slick it all back with a ponytail.
Dude, how skinny is he now? Have you seen him lately?
Yeah, I have. You know, I don't know if you've watched it, but that they do this show where they basically debunk all this everything that's all this fake stuff, and it's called Bull Bleep.
Okay.
Really good show. And I mean, it's, but yeah, he's lost a ton of weight. They did a whole thing on like all the things that can extend your penis and how that's bull bleep. And, you know, so they expose stuff like that. And it's an old Showtime show, but it's on, I think it's on Hulu now. But man, it's really good. And it's worth your time if you have a few minutes to watch. I mean, just for something to watch. Right now, I'm like, I watched that Bad Education movie last night. Really good. If you haven't seen that. And then another one to throw out there, Comrade Detective. Have you heard about that?
Nope.
I think it's on Amazon. And it's really funny because they did it as a, like it was an old Russian show, and then they dubbed it in English, and it's freaking hilarious. So,
all right.
Apparently, I'm a bit choppy, so I'm gonna break. I'm gonna drop and come right back.
Okay,
and
good
see
call.
If that helped. And you know, because I don't know why, but I'll be right back.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening either, but I'll vamp by talking a little bit of the sports that we have. I saw, and I'm curious. I don't know. I didn't get to hear the radio. Mondays and Tuesdays are my busiest days, Nick. So I didn't get to hear a lot of the shows on our station on Monday or Tuesday. How does Joel Blank feel about the Green Bay Packers draft?
He gave them below a D, so I think an F. He does not like idea of that draft.
Nick Shook from NFL.com is reporting that basically the Packers, and I guess Ian Rappaport is the one who first broke this, that the Packers were, quote, adamant about trading up for Jordan Love, arranging for multiple deals to trade up, including one deal in which the Packers would have moved up to number 27 in a trade with Seattle. They didn't do that because they ended up moving up to number 26 with Miami. But basically, once they started seeing him fall outside the top 10, 15, they said, we're getting this guy. This is the guy we want. I still don't really have a good idea. And I guess, you know, Aaron Rodgers seems like he's the kind of guy who's going to say the right stuff. Brett Favre didn't say the right stuff when that happened. But I also understood the frustration that Brett Favre had with that situation. I'm curious how Aaron Rodgers ends up handling all this, because it can't possibly be hunky-dory there.
No, and he's always been a little bit of a diva.
Yeah.
More so the last few years, I think.
Which, by the way, and you sound much better, Fred. Well done.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. All I did was disconnect and reconnect. I mean,
well, it worked.
That's a, you know, yay for science. But yeah, he's always been a little bit of a diva, so I'm guessing he's not going to handle it very well, no matter what he says publicly. And what I read a rather lengthy story today about what they hope to do as a team and be more of a run-oriented team, which he can't be happy with either. But
well, like I said yesterday, I thought it was weird that not only do they use, you know, and let's face it, I mean, we kind of poo-pooed on the Packers a little bit last year, but the reality is they weren't too far off, you know.
No.
I mean, it's not like they were a lost cause. They were, what they go, 13-3, or I mean, they played well last year. They end up losing to the 49ers, which turns out there's no shame in that.
No.
Now, I mean, is there, you would think, okay, they're close, let's work something close, let's work like we're close. But to draft a quarterback in the first and then a running back in the second, when it looks like finally maybe Aaron Jones has stepped up, and that's a guy who you didn't invest a whole lot in. I mean, a fifth round pick. You did a great job drafting there. You invest that, and then you're like, oh, no, we need to get a second-round guy in here to push him, I guess. It just seemed like, I don't know, it seemed kind of backwards to me. It seemed like they should have been building around what they've got in place. And if you are going to build, you know, if you're still planning on, you know, having Aaron Rodgers for 2-3 more years, which I assume they are, then you work on that later in the draft, not first round, second round. You don't work on your strengths.
Yeah, and I don't know that there was going to be a big market for Jordan Love anyway. So you're trading up to get this guy. I mean, how many teams were desperate to add him at that point? I mean, maybe there was somebody. I don't know. But it seemed like, and we've talked about this yesterday, it's like Cam Newton can't get a job. I think everybody feels pretty good about their quarterback situations. I don't think anybody was going to trade up to get Jordan Love.
I don't think so either.
They were one of the few teams that I look at and I go, I don't know what you're thinking, guys. And that doesn't mean they're wrong, unless, you know, you've got a coach who's been with Aaron Rodgers for 1 year and maybe he's thinking, you know what, I'm not going to be able to work with this guy 2-3 years down the road. Let's prepare to move on.
That is possible. I mean, he may just not like him.
And, you know, we've seen that with your boy Bill O'Brien. I mean, if he just decides, hey, I don't like this guy, guess what? He's gone. And somebody asks, what trade value would Rodgers have? I think right now it would be far less than people would think. Because there's just, I mean, unless the Patriots might give up a first rounder for him, but I don't see too many teams out there that would be like, oh yeah, let's give up a bunch for Aaron Rodgers because, hell, like I said, Cam Newton can't get a job. I think everybody feels, and wrongly, admittedly, but I think most of these teams feel pretty good about their quarterback situation.
Well, and I think the other thing to consider is when, you know, especially in that loss, and I before we get into any of you know, Matt LaFleur and if he's doing the right thing or the wrong thing, I want to state that I think Matt LaFleur is a really good coach. I think he's well above average. I think he is the right guy for that job. But I don't think it was Aaron Rodgers' fault that they got thumped by the Niners. I think it was that, I mean, if you look at the – I've got to go back and look at the exact game log, but it was something like 45-8 run-to-pass ratio that the 49ers used. I mean, they just ran the ball down their throat. And if you're not going to stop them – like, if you can't stop teams from running the football, especially in a game of that magnitude, does it really matter who's playing quarterback for you? I mean, that's – if you're going to let somebody run 40-plus times and throw the ball 7 or 8 – would it matter if Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback or Jordan? I mean, it really doesn't matter. You've got to fix what the problem is. And right now, I think the problem with that Packers team, at least based on the last thing that we saw from them, is that they can't stop the run.
Well, even if you had Mahomes as your quarterback, if a team does that to you, you're not winning the game.
Right.
We saw that with what the Titans did to the Ravens. I mean, if you run the ball like that and your defense can't stop them, well, guess what? I mean, you're not going to win the football game. And it seems to me maybe you should have added a wide receiver or added some help for your defense or something like that. And if you really wanted Jordan Love, you probably could have traded up and got him in the second round.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows? Because we don't know what draft boards are like and what other teams would have said, oh, well, yeah, we got to grab this guy. But it sure seemed like everybody that needed a quarterback, with the exception of the Patriots, went out and got one. And maybe that's a team they were worried about. Yeah. Although, I mean, the Jags seem sold on this idiot. I mean, I think they're going to find out the hard way this year that Gardner Minshew can't play. But they feel like they've got their quarterback. And, okay, enough to trade Nick Foles. All right. Hey, let's take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN
97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm going to do a little shout-out to our buddy Christina the Little Person, Pink Valkyrie on Twitter, who's been a big-time supporter of our station for a long time. She is on lockdown with the Rona right now. So
what?
Yeah. But and you know she's had some other issues, so it's one of those. She's one of those at risk people, but she's doing okay. So shout out to her.
Well, that's horrible.
So for those of you who say I don't know anybody with it, now you do.
Yeah.
So.
Damn, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, it is. And
I mean, is she like on the right side of it? I mean, is she, what's the deal?
Well, it's still pretty early.
I mean, it's probably
as far as I know, it's really early, but she's doing okay. I mean, but it's scary. I mean, if you have other health issues, it's a lot more dangerous than it is if you don't. And but she's doing okay. But right now she's on lockdown, so I'm sure she's listening because she always does. But just wanted to give her a little shout out. And then Jesse says, Jags are banking on Minshew mania to ease the tank season, losing for Trevor Lawrence.
Maybe
I could see that. Yeah.
And I don't hate that. I don't hate that plan.
No, if that's definitely your plan, then says they accept Minshew like Texans fan accepted Keenum at quarterback.
Yeah, that's probably an accurate representation, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. The Texans fan was okay with being 2-14 with Case at quarterback because they loved him. did you see this thing Nick tweeted at us? Last known photo of Kim Jong-un. It's him and Carol basking for the Tiger.
He had some sardine oil on his shoe.
Yeah.
And I think you mean that bitch Carol Baskin.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't call her Carol. Just call her by her full proper name, that bitch Carol Baskin.
I swear, I can't stop watching that stupid Offspring video. I mean, it's hilarious. And I went back and listened to the original that it wasn't really Joe Exotic. It was whatever band he hired.
Right.
And all I have to say is, good job, man. That's
thank you.
First one in a while. Yeah. Of course the Offspring are going to do a better version because the originals just kind of sucks. But, it's one of those that I just, no matter what, I cannot stop watching the damn thing. It just.
Rack them up those YouTube hits, Fred. Do your boys a favor.
Oh, I just. What's that?
They'll check the analytics. They'll see, we're getting so many hits from Houston. They'll come to a concert here. You'll be happy.
Yeah, well, I've always said one of my favorite interviews that I've ever done in radio, and it was before you got here. We had those guys in studio for like an hour. We had Dex and Noodles, and it was awesome. I mean, they were just they were so much fun to talk to. And one of my back in the day when I was trying to be a rock star, I actually opened for the Offspring before they were anything. So. I would love for them to come back and get them on the show again. They have not done a concert here since then.
Because look at you now, a big star, a bigger star than Noodles even.
No, I wouldn't say that. But I love Noodles' hair in that. I love Noodles' hair in that video. I might go that route too. Go for the skunk look with the hair like spiked straight up.
Good call.
So, yeah,
you've got options now.
Yeah, and. That doesn't suck to have to actually have hair. I don't have a live read for Dr. Linville today, but it's come in nicely. And yeah, I've got the Lebowski look going now. I just look like a total homeless bum, but you know I'm embracing it.
That's good. I ended up having to buzz my hair. I could not let it keep growing out. I wanted to do the Hulk Hogan, but I had to get the clippers to it because I went through an awkward phase where I looked like a balding lesbian. And I just, it felt not great for my self-esteem. So, like, to wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and see that, I was like, I looked like Rosie O'Donnell with mange. It was horrible.
Interesting. I think that's kind of hot, actually.
I mean,
but, see, that's the beauty of having no self-esteem is, you know, I'll look like garbage and I know it and I embrace it. You know, it's just how much more homeless can I look today than I did yesterday? That's kind of my goal. But yeah, see, your problem is you have self-esteem.
I guess that's a long-standing flaw of mine.
Me, I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, whatever. Big deal.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Somebody, A32, says tons of speed traps for the past week all over I-10, just a PSA. Yeah, I haven't been out, so I don't know, but it seems like it'd be a good time.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, if I did get out, I'd be speeding. And there's nobody on the road, theoretically.
Right.
Although I keep getting told there's a bunch of people out there, which, like I said, I don't know. I'll find out tomorrow when I go to the office, but are we really supposed to have this many people on the road right now?
I don't think so.
Okay. I guess there's a lot more essential people than I realized.
But like the reality, who's enforcing it, you know? They're not pulling people over to be like, hey, let me see that piece of paper. Remember that email that we got? I don't know if they're like, hey, let me see that thing. I haven't heard anybody like that.
Yeah, well, I don't really blame them. I mean, they should have better stuff to do. But, you know, by the same token, I don't think we should just be out there for no reason. But that's, you know,
states open back up now, Fred. It's too late.
Well, it's sort of opening back up.
Nope, 100% open. Is that fake
news? Yeah, that's fake news.
Oh, okay. I was just making things up.
Well, why not? I mean, that's what everybody does now, right?
But now it's open enough that people are going to be out and doing things. So they probably picked this,
yeah.
You know, these like the yesterday, today, I'm guessing this whole week, they know there's going to be more people out on the road. I mean, you know who else has suffered from not having a bunch of people out and doing their daily business is these police precincts who rely on a certain amount of money coming in on tickets and things like that. They haven't been passing them out. They got quotas
to
me,
sense.
Fred.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, I'm going to drive the speed limit.
They
got to
steal our taxes some way. Oh, you want that $1,200, huh? I got that $1,200 for you. Here's a $600 ticket.
So why not just go and fine people for not wearing their mask and get your money that way?
I don't know. Fred, I'm not a cop. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a judge. I don't know these answers.
I mean, I think there's money out there to be had if you really want to nail somebody. But, you know, oh well. I don't know. The biggest thing is the longer this goes on, the more I'm like, man, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm okay with this. I'm starting to turn into a total hermit. And I don't know if that's a good thing, but, you know, I'm embracing it. For whatever that's worth. All right. Hour number one already in the books. Let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.